Children of Abraham, all prophecies are fulfilled. Tablet 5. Israel separates the spiritual promises, the scepter, from the material promises, birthright, and gives them to two of his sons. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Genesis 49, verse 10. So the scepter, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, the supreme spiritual dominance and authority, shall not depart from Judah. This part of the promise of God, which said, "Kings shall come out of thee," to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, should be fulfilled through Judah. That is why the great kings of Israel and the Jews have come from the tribe of Judah. But that will last only until Shiloh come, or until the Messiah comes. Then that will be taken away from Judah. The other part of the promise, the birthright of inheriting the material possession, was given to Joseph, who already demonstrated God's will to see him have material and social status domination over his brothers. Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breast and of the womb. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors, unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Genesis 49, verses 22 through 26. Whose branches run over the wall means Joseph's material domination would exceed his country and territories. Blessings of the breast and of the womb, very healthy and strong children or people, would be given to him and his seed. The utmost bound of the everlasting hills refers to the great material possession. These all would go to Joseph and his seed, Ephraim and Manasseh, Ephraim above Manasseh. With this gift of the spiritual dominance to Judah and the material dominance to Joseph, the two promised possessions of the children of Abraham became separated with two different destinies. Also, a record of that birthright, which went to Joseph, can be found in the first two verses of chapter 5 of 1 Chronicles. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but forasmuch as he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given unto the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel. For Judah prevailed above his brethren, and of him came the chief ruler, but the birthright was Joseph's. 1 Chronicles 5, verses 1 and 2. With these events in the first book of the Bible, the foundation of the future events in history was shaped. The seed of Abram or Abraham will be multiplied as the dust of the earth, or the number of the stars in heaven. They would possess a great nation, in the case of Ishmael, and many nations for Isaac. Also, the people of the earth would be blessed through them because of the spiritual domination and for the spiritual truth, which would be revealed through them to humanity, the scepter. In the case of the seed of Ishmael, the material possession, great nation, and the spiritual possession, the scepter, remain together to be fulfilled in the future. But in the case of the children of Israel, the material possession went to the seed of Joseph, and the scepter to Judah. After this chapter in the Bible, the history of the children of Israel continues. They became servants of Pharaohs in Egypt. Moses took them out of Egypt by the power of the Lord. Joshua conquered the land of Canaan for them. With the laws that God revealed to them and the struggle they went through, they became a mighty nation. However, later on, they lost their previous vigor, and eventually, after rejecting God as their king, they failed.